All right, everyone. What? Welcome back. It's been a long time. You're listening to the Soulship Enterprise on CITR 101.9.
Vancouver, UBC, British Columbia.
Exactly.
My microphone isn't on.
Yeah, it is. Are you mic three now?
I don't know. Oh, there it is.
There it is.
Hey, guys.
I'm Rob. This is Chris. We have a special guest with us, the man, the legend.
Dexter Jurek.
Say hi. You got to turn the mic around, man. You're talking into the...
Hello.
And Dexter is a part of the Jungle Funk group of Vancouver, Jaguar.
Yeah,
so that I am. That he is, and he has joined us for the special fun drive edition.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Anyway, so we're going to play some music for you guys, just as always. Soul funk, whatever. I'm going to start it off with a little St. Paul and the Broken Bones, which is a band I've been listening to lately out of nice. Alabama.
Cool.
So, cool. Anyway, listen to this. It's called Call Me.
Call Me.
Call Me, maybe.
All right, people, you're back listening to CITR 101.9 on this very special fun drive edition of the show. I'm here with my good friend Dexter, who was so kind to join us in the studio today. And it's been a while since we've done this show. We were actually preempted 8 weeks in a row for sports programming on Saturday night where they were playing volleyball and stuff. So that was sweet. So we were dearly missed, and anyway, I hope you guys weren't too sad. So I don't know, man. We're waiting for Chris. He's doing next door, doing cool fun drive stuff, which is of course when all you lovely people get to give back to your favorite radio station. I don't know what the theme is this year, but we're generally just fundraising for more equipment, and I don't know. We're moving into the new sub. Hopefully, eventually, if the construction ever finishes, and we'll be building a new studio and that stuff, will be happening. So anyway, any contributions are greatly appreciated. And yeah.
Check, cash, or Visa.
Cash or credit. So yeah, you can check that out at CITR.ca.
What are you playing next, Robbie?
I'm going to play... That mic is feeding back so much. It's hilarious.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear him. I don't know. I think we're going to play a little bit off of the new Bad, Bad, Not Good album called Sour Soul with Ghostface Killa. Bad, Bad, Not Good is Chris and I. It's one of our favorite bands from Toronto. And they started out as a kind of a jazz trio. They're students at Humber College of Music. And they eventually dropped out because their professors didn't like the music they were playing. They were kind of doing jazzy versions of like hip-hop music. Anyway, they've become quite big because they've collaborated with Ghostface Killa from Wu-Tang Clan. So anyway, check out this new album. It's very, very good. I like it a lot. Kind of interesting. So this song is called Tones Rap. So anyway, Tones Rap off of Sour Soul.
Robes. I can't pimp in these clothes. That fucking hose is killing me. There's no slack for a pimp in these streets. Is you feeling me? Caddy suede is brushed. The velvet shirt is crushed. The diamonds in my teeth are flush. I'm a fly nigga. Cognac sipper. Keep a blade at the tip of my cane. The snakes that slither. Cry me a river, bitch. Swap my cut of the money. You get pimp slapped. Catch your bitch ass acting funny. Get my mink and the fucking suede brush for the wallows. First pretty tone into the room, then y'all hoes can follow. The swallow flip tricks, sit dicks and make money. Bring daddy Pooh Bear back, barrel loads of the honey. I'm bumping the Isleys, Al Green got a pimp on lean. I got a main bitch, side bitch and two in between. Nah, man, I make a whole pile of the chrome of my gun. Cause pimping ain't easy, but it sure is fun.
Yo,
how's everyone doing? You just heard Tones Rap by Bad, Bad, Not Good featuring Ghostface Killa off of their brand new album Sour Soul,
which is it was quite short, wasn't it? I don't know, it was okay. Yeah, so I want to make a point about this, but it was really hyped up, but it was only 33 minutes long, and while the 33 minute content was really good, I was disappointed by the length.
I don't know, something that I found personally very interesting about the album was that the stuff was really guitar heavy. I don't know if you noticed that, but it's Bad Bad Not Good as a trio, which is drums, bass, and keys.
Yeah.
And this is way more guitar heavy than any of their previous stuff, which was primarily, I mean, like the guy, their keyboard player is phenomenal. So anyway,
phenomenal.
I don't know, but I think he plays, I think he plays guitar also, so...
I mean, maybe
look into it.
We should also mention that it's Fun Drive and we are the Soulship Enterprise. You did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Let's mention again.
So CITR is a local alternative programming station who sponsors festivals and shows, Music Ways, Folk Fest, etc. And we don't have a lot of money. So if you guys can give us money, that would be fun.
He was reading off the wall up until the last point.
But, you know...
But anyway, and I hear we got our first contribution of the night, which is incredible, because we've been on air for all of 3 minutes.
So my parents gave us money.
A generous donation
of $60 each.
Wow.
Totaling $120, which is awesome. So to Anne-Marie Milet and Merrick Hunter, otherwise known as Father and Mother Unit, otherwise known as Mama Bear and Papa Bear, I would like to thank you.
So we thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
You're cool.
So we're going to play a song which Dexter recommended to us. Do you want to talk about the song for a second, Dexter?
Sure. It's in the movie American Gangster.
Nice.
It's by Anthony Hamilton.
Anthony Hamilton. Talking to the mic, Dexter.
Do you feel me?
Maybe not that close.
Do you feel me, man?
Do you feel me?
Do you feel me, Rob?
So Anthony Hamilton, phenomenal artist. I used to play with D'Angelo.
Beautiful.
And I actually found this pretty wild. I don't know if you heard it, Dex. There was someone made like an album which they patched together a bunch of live tracks from like bootleg recordings of D'Angelo concerts. Like 10 years ago, and you can hear Anthony Hamilton sing backup for D'Angelo.
Damn.
Shit, damn, motherfucker, you might say.
That is fun.
Anyway, so Anthony Hamilton, Do You Feel Me? You're listening to CITR 101.9.
Do you
Hello, 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 oh, oh. We are the Soulship Enterprise on CITR 101.9 with Fun Drive, Fun Drive, what? Fun Drive, Fun Drive, woo, woo, Fun Drive. Robert Gorwa, take the rap, take the freestyle, wow. Take the beats.
Oh man, that's so much hype. All right, you listen to the Fun Drive. This is the Soulship Enterprise. Everybody knows, so don't do a dive. Don't drink a drive, because it's the Soulship Enterprise coming at you live on the CITR from the UBC campus. I lost that one. Yo.
Fresh.
Anyway.
So, bass is how you feel inside.
So, yeah, and in case you didn't realize it, you're listening to Soulship Enterprise on CRTR 101.9. You just heard, Do You Feel?
Do You Feel?
Do You Feel Me? By feel, Anthony Mom? Hamilton, the man, the legend. So anyway, also known as the baby-making segment of our show. Some real
always have jams. Some sort of baby jams.
Baby jams.
Like at least a quarter of our show is Boner devoted jams. To making babies. So
anyway, to all future parents in 9 months,
listen to CITR 101.9 at Saturdays at 7.
Oh, man. So, yeah, I'm sure you guys can all tell that we haven't done the show in a while because we are awkward as all hell, but we're not really this awkward in person, so you can...
Debatable.
Anyway. 7, 8, 3, 2.
I ran into a poll today.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Like, I started bleeding.
I laughed harder than I have in my life, but also I feel really bad about it because he ran into like a thin, like a street pole, like one of like the
like a stop sign, like pole, the parking sign.
Yeah. Yeah. And oh my god, he was looking the other way and it just like straight face to pole. He has a huge bump. Absolutely came out of nowhere. He has a massive bump on his head right now. It's absolutely hilarious. That was the highlight of my day.
Yeah, I don't even want to pretend that I got into a fight or anything.
Add him on Snapchat if you want to see it.
No, don't do that.
Oh, man. Okay, guys, we're going to play some more music. This is Jungle. Julia. Calling on
Whoa. Julia.
You just heard Jungle with Julia.
Julia. I don't know a thing about Hun. Yeah. Hun enough. Hun.
So anyway, Jungle, awesome band. You guys should check them out. They're coming to Vancouver over the summer. I've just been informed, and I will be gone, so I'm pretty sad about that. That's going to be an awesome show.
But yeah, they're a relatively new band that comes out of London.
Yeah, just one album.
Just one album. That's their debut album. They're kind of neo-soul. All their stuff kind of sounds like that, which is awesome.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool. I love it.
Super neat.
What's the next tune, man?
So we played Bad Bad Not Good and Ghostface Killa earlier. So I'm going to play a new track by a guy who sounds a lot like Ghostface Killa. He's the fat white Ghostface Killa, you might say. Action Bronson. Interesting guy. Was a chef in New York for a couple of years. Actually, for like quite a few years. And he now has a cooking show called Fuck That's Delicious.
This guy.
This guy is a phenomenal legend. He sounds exactly like Ghostface Killa. Yeah. And anyway, he's been putting out some stuff with like really cool production. So this one is called Terry. Action Bronson.
Don't hurt me again. Don't hurt me again. Don't hurt me again. Don't hurt me again. Don't hurt me again, baby. No. What up, love? I need a hug, cause drugs be taking over. Shorty couldn't take it no more, she went loca. No stranger to a rum and soda. I met the hoe while she was slumped over. Shit, I've been good though, I can't complain. I could probably cop a half a plane. Drinking juice just like Jack LaLanne now. I'ma strike it rich any day now. You know I gotta get a plate now. Virtuoso on the keyboard. I rep the Eastern Seaboard. Jeez, Lord, please leave the Z3 keys before you leave. Don't sneeze on my shit, cause for she's I'ma flip ya. Pedicure, foot slide in a slipper. Trying to do the remix with Pitbull. Tell the violin to shipple. Play the violin with dimples. Life's ironic and it's simple. Smoke good, fuck, eat, drink. Drive nice car, wear all green mink. First time I whacked off was a penthouse. Roses in a bath at the penthouse. Billy Joel at the garden. Should I get a skybox or an 89 IROC? It's always popping at the IHOP. Choke a pussy with his tie knot, it's my block. Chuck Knoblock. Spicy coconut curry from the Thai spot. I'm in a hurry, dumb jury. The verdict read from a hung jury. The doctor said that I was hung early. Skull curly, Larry and Moe. I'll marry a hoe, only if the bitch look like Mary Monroe. Twisted off the jank, I'm watching Iron Chef. The secret ingredient was lion's neck. Royal blue cyber tech. I ride solo like a fighter jet. Hurt me again. No, don't hurt me again. Please, don't hurt me again. No, don't hurt me again. There's no hit records on the demo. There's no hit records on the demo. No. Don't hurt me again. There's no hit records on the demo. There's no hit records on the demo. Cash me hopping out the limo. Cash me hopping out the limo. Smoke good fucking drink. Drive nice car with all green mink. Smoke good fucking drink. Drive nice car with all green mink. What you think? Free my motherfucking brother.
Alright, you just heard Terry by Action Bronson, a new single from him. He's dropping a new record probably in the next month or so. So anyway, we have just been informed that we have exceeded our fund drive goal of $8,000. We are now at $8,182, so a big round of applause for us. Since
yeah, well, the ultimate goal is $40,000. That's the ultimate goal.
Ultimate goal.
Ultimate goal.
But I think $8,182 in 2 days.
Yes, this is the CITR ad coordinator talking, by the way. Say hello.
Hello.
Hello. So yeah, anyway. Oh, might as well play that song. Oh, maybe not. It started playing. But anyway, yeah, so that's really awesome. And a lot of that money is going to be going to digitizing, apparently, some of our old Discorders and also some of our old CITR radio shows, which is awesome as always. And again, hopefully, maybe we will be moving into the new sub if the new sub ever gets actually completed, which I'm starting to doubt that on a daily basis. I think I'm probably going to graduate before that actually happens. But anyway, yeah, so we're just going to be playing some more music for you guys. I'm not quite sure what to play. Do you guys have any ideas? Oh, yeah, I can do that.
Mark Ronson.
So Mark Ronson, I had mixed feelings about Mark Ronson for a long time because he produced Back to Black, which is one of my favorite albums of all time, Amy Winehouse. But then he also was kind of an asshole, and he released, I don't know if he, I think he had the rights to a bunch of her music, and he started releasing it under his own name.
Like Valerie.
Yeah, he released Valerie, Mark Ronson featuring Amy Winehouse, which is the most ridiculous thing ever. Yeah. But anyway, as far as, I mean, everyone's heard Uptown Funk, which is awesome in my opinion. I think that's a super catchy song. And I mean, if all pop music starts going that way, I am absolutely 100% for it.
Bringing back the genre.
So anyway, yeah, super talented producer, good guitar player. So anyway, we're going to play a Mark Ronson song as per Dexter's suggestion. It's so nice to see him here. So this is Feel Right featuring Mystical.
Feel right in his mother. Feel good in his mother. My whole hood in his mother. And we
Okay, you just heard Feel Right featuring Mystical by Mark Ronson.
Awesome tune.
Awesome tune.
Yeah.
Feels good.
And as some of you listeners might know, CITR is currently going through the whole fund drive process where we raise money for the station and as well for our listeners, because CITR, probably more so than any other radio station in Vancouver, cultivates alternative music.
Preach it.
Yeah, no, like honestly, we play every single genre there is out there. I mean, the show before us, frickin' Nasha Volna, plays Russian programming. Where are you going to hear Russian programming
Amen.
In Vancouver?
Amen.
Amen, sister.
Amen.
No, absolutely. And He's absolutely right.
Yeah, and then you get the show after us, which is new, and so I'm not going to speak for that because I don't know much about that, but the former show after us, so you got Russian, then our show, which is primarily funk, jazz, and hip-hop, and then you got the show after us, A Deeper Reverb, which is shoegaze. Where are you going to hear that kind of eclectic
And then right after that, there's a metal show.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, absolutely.
First of all, I'd like to thank all of you listeners for supporting us by listening, and I'd also like to thank the donators for supporting us by donating, and I'd also like to encourage everyone who's out there who enjoys our programming to call in at do you know what the
604-822-8648
and if you like to, if you donate $60, you can either get a Friends of CITR card as well as a CITR toque or a Discorder scarf. If you donate $101.9, so $101.90, you get both a CITR toque and a Discorder scarf as well as a Friends of CITR card. And the list keeps on getting better and better.
Yeah, there's tons of perks, and you guys should totally donate. I mean, the station asks for money once a year, and it's an awesome, generally student-run organization, which I personally think is really cool. They put on good stuff, so absolutely a worthwhile cause. So anyway, as a big thank you, we're going to play... Oh, my God.
Dexter
joke, ladies and gentlemen. That's why you have him on the show. So, yeah.
Because
as
he burps occasionally.
As a beautiful, beautiful thank you, we're going to play the greatest lyrical masterpiece of the last... probably 20 to 30 years. This is Charles Barkley by the Celestics.
So why? Had to push it back like LeBron's hairline, flow eyes, your lines, ain't hear that Charles Barkley, feeling like a don when a nigga is inside, give you that lyrical drug, that Bob Marley swag of a dope dealer, made a bitch reconsider, I took a hit of that dope killer, put a hurt to my dope nigga, how can all these niggas these days just tryna be trill, this shit focus on how to be real, let's talk about your grills, George Foreman and other niggas got that chamois flow, soaking up all of your swagger, OxyClean, somehow the lyrics are dirty, Steve Urkel nigga, I'm staying at school, tryna be nerdy, I told you I do this for the fun and the love, niggas thinking they humble, always looking above you and the other niggas, we all came from the bottom, some niggas are not over you, acting like you ain't nothing, not quit fronting, brand new guy like ASAP and cute, niggas know I'm about to go, I'm just waiting for my cue, suck on this if you don't think it's true, ain't no telling what my laziness can do. Ain't no telling why I'm supremely lazy. I'm about that chicken and gravy. They see me coming up like a rocket till I touch the sun. I'ma bounce like Charles Barkley when you think it's all done.
That Charles Buckley, nigga, that Charles. That Charles Buckley, nigga, that Charles Buckley. That Charles Buckley, nigga, that Charles Buckley. No hairline, nigga, looking like Charles Buckley. Motherfucker, Charles Buckley, nigga, that Charles Buckley. That Charles Buckley, Smutty all well, Smutty, Smutty all well. Let me tell him, yo. Pussy niggas don't want this, no lens, but I can still show you how the fuck I focus. Having a party and she is my hostess. While she, I mean your girl, she's in every verse I've spoken. Playing her pussy like a ventriloquist. Surprise faces let you know that she's really feeling this. Cause I'm something like a phenomenon. Things haven't been the same since we went international. They weren't ready when I dropped the material. Emperor of the scene, cause I'm imperial. Yo, the type of rapper niggas love to hate. The seeds that I bring, got all these niggas stepping up to the plate. Bitch nigga never late, even though I'm lazy. Tell me what happened to Tila, Tequila, and Shwayze. There's some danger in this beat, there's malice in it. You see how the fuck you be grinding when you tryna be pushing T. Brand new guy like ASAP and cute. Niggas know I'm about to go, I'm just waiting for my cue. Suck on this if you don't think it's true. Ain't no telling what my laziness gon' do. Ain't no telling why I'm supremely lazy. I'm about that chicken and gravy. They see me coming up like a rocket until I touch the sun. I'ma bounce like Charles Barkley when they think it's all done. Hey.
ITR 101.9.
Yo, that was chill, man. Damn, B.
Damn.
That's aight, man.
You just heard Charles Barkley by the Celestics, which is K Tronada from Montreal, and his brother, Louis.
Yeah.
Who is one of the worst rappers anyone has ever heard, and yet he just has this allure. He has this appeal.
Yeah, I feel that.
You know what else is celestial?
Please tell us, Chris.
Please. Donating to CITR 101.9. Mm-hmm.
What's Absolutely. Your fund drive total right now, Chris?
Didn't
$8,182?
Give a round of applause.
Whoa. Oh my god. For the station to have raised that much money in like 2 days is incredible.
Phenomenal.
So, phenomenal is
bigger
the word
than
I would
BBC
use.
Radio.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Handy P.
One So actually, yeah. So it's a big deal, guys. So it's awesome.
And I'd say that it's quite celestial.
It is quite celestial. So, yeah, you heard that song, Charles Barkley, of course, the basketball legend, the Celestics, of course, the rap legends from Montreal. And K Tronada has been doing a lot of cool hip-hop production stuff, as well as just other kind of branching out to various house subgenres. So I'm going to play this. This is Shay Leah, and it's kind of a, I don't know, soul-inspired house track of sorts. It's called 3 Months, and it's produced by K Tronada from Montreal.
The moon that wins. From the Matt and Ryan Show.
Featuring Ryan and Matt.
And we somehow have a call. CITR, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Greg, a long-time listener, and I'm ready to donate.
No, we're just starting an ad right now, so now is not the right time.
Finish your ad, sorry, I'm an idiot.
Anyway, so this year for the Fun Drive 2015, we're trying to save up funds for a brand new website. We have hours and hours of podcasts. We're trying to put them in one spot, so it makes sense. Also, our magazine Discorder will be linked on our new website. Somehow we're getting a call. CITR, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Greg again. You guys are trying to construct a website? Well, guess who's got some construction material? Greg does, because I've got a kiddie pool I cannot figure out, so you're welcome to as much...
No, it's not the kind of
more like a coding
building we're doing.
No, it's the internet. What am I... I'm an idiot!
Online.
Yeah. Anyways, if you want to donate, go to CITR.ca and there'll be ways to donate there. Or you can listen between the days of February 26th and March 6th and call in at 604-822-8648 and there'll be people to take your donations then.
CITR, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Greg. Guys, I'm going to just go straight to the source and try and cram this 20 through the phone. So you should be getting it through your phone receiver.
No. Yeah, no.
Greg? Jam. All right,
Greg,
so
thank you.
You'll be getting about half of it. So that's 10 and I'll
keep
the other 10. I broke my phone.
That wouldn't ever happen.
Somebody's dumb and it's Greg.
Is that a fax he's using?
I think he was trying to use a fax.
Okay,
anyway, so call in, donate, do what you can, and we thank you a lot for it. Say goodbye, Ryan.
Bye, Ryan.
So you just heard a Fun Drive ad, which outlined why you should donate to Fun Drive.
Probably
because of Ryan.
Because of Ryan. And before that... This mic is just not good. See, this is why we need money, guys. This mic is absolutely broken. I don't know who's been doing horrible things to this mic, but yeah, no, it sounds horrible.
But it's okay, because we're going to play some David Bowie for you all as a thank you for all of your Fun Drive support.
But before we do that, we're going to read some poems.
Oh, yeah.
Because apparently Dexter is... not only is he... a phenomenal musician.
But he's a wonderful poet. Wonderful poet.
So this one's called Rob.
Which
Bob.
Is...
Rob? Rob Bob. How? How? Maybe you. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Unattended.
Now, Chris, would you like to read your... poem that you wrote?
So this one is for, it's called Dexter, and it's for my friend Dexter, who just read the poem about Rob, who is also joining us today. So Dexter, one day he played, dismayed, got paid.
Independent. What to do? You tell me. Honesty. Support through no one. Felt. Filth. Wealth. Quilt. Independent.
Can I give a special shout out?
Yeah, you can.
I'd like to give a shout out to my friend Chris Chabaya. He is he's a good man. Goes to UBC. He's in the kinesiology program.
Quite, I don't know, underappreciated.
Yeah, his number is 604-250-3378. Give him a call. He's a great guy. That's actually not his phone number. It's 604-880-2039.
And that's
he's a
actually
great
his
guy.
Phone number.
That is actually his phone number. Plans tonight? No, you don't have any. Call him up.
Wow. He's also an eligible bachelor.
And he plays hockey.
Yeah. So, to
cap off those beautiful poems, we're going to play some David Bowie, who is not quite as good of a songwriter as we are poem writers, but he's pretty close.
And you know what I think David Bowie would want you all to do?
It wouldn't be donate to Fun Drive, would it?
Yeah, it would.
Let's do it.
Okay. So you just heard some David Bowie. We have our... What's your title, Robin?
I was our programming director.
Programming director. Going to give you guys a bit of a perk or a pitch about Fun Drive. So.
You know it's a truly special day when Robin himself is going to go on the air. So go for it, Robin.
I got to say, I'm surprised you didn't know what my title was, man. After all, I did give you the show. I'm not going to, actually, I'm just drawing a blank right now, and I need your help. I forgot the station goal is one thing.
Yeah.
Which is?
$40,000.
Thank you. And how close are we to that now?
We're around $32,000 away.
Which means what?
We need to raise $32,000.
How are we going to do that?
Hell yeah, we're going to do that. Yeah.
And we're going to do that by?
By promoting alternative programming.
That's right.
And cultivating a local music scene.
Yeah, and what drew you guys to the station? Like, how did you find out about CITR?
Well, both Robert and I in elementary school, or no, not in elementary school, in high school, we both went to high school together, and we were interested in alternative music and alternative programming. So we kind of made a pact together that if we both went to UBC, we would get a show on CITR, and we would encourage people to listen to new, different forms of music through this. And it's the best way that I've figured myself to be able to promote different kinds of music that's not typically heard on mainstream programming.
And also just, like, get involved at UBC.
Yeah, totally.
One thing I think it's the craziest thing about that story you just said. I want to know, was that a blood pact? Or is that... like, what did that look like in the day?
We cut up our hands.
Slit our wrists and then just gave a big old handshake.
You know, the bad thing about it, though, was Rob had AIDS. Just kidding.
Gosh. Wow, Chris.
We both joshing with you.
Wait, but you touched on something that's really, I think, pretty cool is that you... were able to come into the station with an idea, and here you are now, like, hanging out and having a great time, yeah, playing music that you love. I'm not here, like, breathing down your neck. The program director is here, like, telling you what to do. And this, I think, is a story that goes across the board with our 100 shows at the station. We have people from all corners of the city, the campus, what have you. They're all here doing stuff that they really love doing, and guess what? I don't know the last time I cut you guys a check for doing this, but I don't think you're getting paid to do it, right?
And the great thing about being a programmer on CITR is that you have complete and total creative freedom, so you're able to play what you want as long as it fills, you know, the CanCon requirements,
basic legal requirements that any radio station needs to fill. But other than that, you can play whatever you want, and I don't know, it's fun to just get to hang out at the station. So, like, yeah, I don't know. Like Robin said, we were approved for a show, which was kind of crazy. We still can't believe that they let us clowns on air.
Yeah.
I think it's great. I love your show, guys. And thanks, name Robin. Of the show, it morphed. Like, you had one name, then you got another name. Yeah. But the show's just grown, and I see you guys walking around campus sometimes.
Yeah, always, you know, it's a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
Yeah,
always,
man, it's great. And I think that's... hopefully what everyone else feels out there when they tune in, they're getting something that's different, that's unique. You know, you're not tuning into advertising all the time. What you're tuning into is some real guys on the air, right? You're kicking back on a Saturday night. So if you like what you're hearing and you want to kind of keep this spirit and this vibe alive, we're asking you to make that pledge to donate. It's really easy. Actually, for these guys, they've got about 30 seconds left of their show. And I'm eating up every second of it. But I'm going to say they're $30 away from meeting their show goal. If there's someone out there who can just put them over the goal for their specific show, the Soulship Enterprise, then they can walk home tonight with their drinks in their hand, celebrating hard like I know they already started doing. So help us call. What's the number again, guys?
604-822-8648.
Also, UBC Unit.
UBC
604
Unit.
UBC Unit.
And if you want to be anonymous and not talk to the operator, you can always do it online, right?
Yeah.
CITR.ca.
Yeah. So thanks a lot for coming.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Robin. It's always fun hanging out with you.
Absolutely.
Always.
It's always fun, Robin, man. Guys. All right. So
one last
know.
Song. One last short
yes.
song.
I guess so. This is a bad, not good version of a JJ Doom song called Governor. Thanks for listening, guys. This has been the Soulship Enterprise with Chris and Rob and our special guest, Dexter.
And make sure to keep tuning in for White Noise, which is our brand new show on CITR.
So thanks, guys.
They're carnivorous. They are not friendly to mankind. At least the ones that are here.
Are they carnivorous? They eat humans?
Yes.
Body snatching. Which is tons and tons, like I said before.
Beat the smooth groove in the sub-lyrical ooziness.